Rabsu, Daf Nun Tesla Aleph, we're a Daf behind, almost Daf behind, we're up to the middle of the Dam. Let's start from the Gemara again. Let's chaz with the middle of the Gemara, let's chaz with a good breakpoint. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, Af Adam and Achai. Okay, Daf Nun Tesla Mabez, it's 1, 2. Amar Aleph, Nun Tesla Aleph, Nun Tesla Amar Aleph. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got it? You got it? Okay, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, Af Adam and Achai, so he holds that there's an 8, there's a halacha 8 of Avim and Achai. Halacha number, they are not Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach, there are 8 mitzvahs b'nei noach. What is number 8? 8 is Dam min ha-chai. Okay, this was the sheet of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. This that he taught you in Yeshiva Katara, there is Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach. They fooled you.
Right, eight
according
now.
To Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, there are 9. Af Adam min ha-chai. How does he know this? What's the source? Tan Rabbanu an ach basar b'nafshoy domoy lo sochelu. So that's the pasuk. The Gemara makes a drasha. Zeiv menachai. So this, according to Tanakama, this pasuk is teaching you one thing. It's teaching you Eiv menachai basar. Basar benafshay dama. Benafshay dama is a term which means when it's alive. Take those two words together. Means when the neshama is in its blood, which means the blood is circulating in the body. The animal is alive. Do not eat the basar.
So that's Zeiv menachai.
That's
number Tanakama.
That's number 7. No, that's number 7. That's basar. How do you know blood? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, in there, no af hadam menachai. My time with Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, what's the makar? Because the word dam is really extra.
So the pasuk could have said, he's adding.
He's saying there are 2 separate prohibitions. There are 2 separate prohibitions. There's Eiv menachai and there's dam menachai. There are 2 separate prohibitions. And he says over here the makar is because the pasuk could have really said, ach basar bin nafshoy loy sechelu. Why does the pasuk add an extra word, ach nafshoy bin nafshoy domoy? Why is the word domoy in the pasuk? We could have done away with that. It's teaching you that there are 2 separate prohibitions. You may not eat Eiver Menachai, it's Basar, and you may not drink blood from a living animal. You may not puncture the animal and pour out blood. What would you like, milk or blood? Milk comes from the uterus and from the udders, and the blood comes from a stable. What would you like to drink?
How do I know that applies to Goyim?
What? Because how do you know it applies to Goyim? Very good question. So Rashi says, I guess the answer is because since we do know that there's Eiv Menachai, I guess the assumption is that since we do know that there's Eiv Menachai in the beginning of the Torah, B'nei Noach, we have a pasuk, and since this pasuk in the Torah teaches us that there are two components, to Eiv Menachai, there's Basar and there's Dam, that gives us the right to darshan backwards. And when the Torah makes a prohibition to eat basar, there are 2 components, this basar and this blood. That's what the Gemara over here means. I'm assuming that. My time of the basar bin nafshe loy sechel. And also read it, damoy bin nafshe loy sechel. So there are 2 separate prohibitions. I'm assuming again, since the pasuk here in the Torah for us, it adds an extra word. It's coming to be megale, that when the Torah originally prohibited basar for a ben noyach, there are really 2 components to the bus. There's basar and there is dam. Okay?
You okay? Basar. The first one is basar.
Basar. And there's also dam. Since in this pasuk there is an extra word. There's an extra word. There is an extra word in this pasuk.
The pasuk of the extra word?
Damoy. The pasuk could have said, ach, look at the pasuk. Ach, basar, binafshoy, damoy, loy, soichel. The pasuk could have been written, ach, basar, binafshoy, loy, soichel. Why does the pasuk need to add the word domoy? So Rabbi Chanina says it's teaching you that you should read it do not ach basar loy sechelu. Mr. Black is asking a very important question, but this pasuk is not a pasuk that says this. This pasuk is a pasuk. Yeah. Where is this pasuk? Pasuk Gimel. No, Mr. Black. This is by Ben Noach. I'm sorry. This pasuk.
I just want to know how do you know to apply it. That's all I'm asking.
Because the word damoy is extra. What would have been if the pasuk would have said ach basar benafshoy loy sechelu? Would you blink? Would you find there to be a problem? The pasuk would be very, very happy. The pasuk says to Noach, Hashem is speaking to Noach. Noach, you're coming out of the teva. I'm letting you to eat meat, but I'm not allowing you to eat eiver min hachaya. Hashem said this to Noach when Noach came out of the teva. Hashem said, ach, you can eat everything. I'm giving you everything to eat, but do not take for yourself the basar binafshoy damoy loy sechelu. Do not eat this. So why does it taste? Okay, so the word damoy is extra. It's very simple. What? The word damoy is extra.
I asked the question only because not everybody agrees. Because he's adding it. That's the reason I asked, how do we know?
The Gemara now says, this is such a gewaltige raya, So my time Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel koy be basar ben
nafshay lo yisechelu,
and also damoy ben nafshay lo yisechel. The Rabbanan, so such a gevald garaya lechayra.
What is the Rabbanan?
Who the Mishrei Shvatzim who the Asa? The word damoy is coming to teach you. It's coming to teach you that you're allowed. The word damoy is extra. The word damoy is extra. It's coming to teach you that you're allowed to eat shvatzim. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says. Is the Rashi over here? No, there is no Rashi. The word Dhamma is extra. The only do not eat blood. Do not eat. The Gemara is really going to explain this later on. The Gemara is going to explain. Rabbanon, there is a Rashi. Rabbanon. Hi, no, that's the next piece of Gemara. I'm sorry, that's the next piece of Gemara. Rabbanon, hu limishrei shiratzim hu dios. The fact that it says, Dhamma. I'll tell you what it means now. Because the Gemara is really going to explain this in a few moments. It says, do not eat basar bidamai. By shiratzim, there is no chilik between the basar and the dam. There is no chilek. It's all the same. Basar and dam by a sheret. The Gemara is going to explain this in a few moments. It's all the same. The only time you have a differentiation between basar and dam is by animals. So the pasuk, the reason why it says ach basar bidamoy, only do not eat from animals. Do not eat the basar of animals, because the basar is separate from the blood. But if you have a creature where the basar is the blood. It's a different type of blood. It's a different type of basar. The basar is it's like a liquidy type of basar. It's a basar whose basar is the blood. That does not fit into this pasuk. And that Hashem is telling Noach, you are allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat live shiratzim. Okay, so that's what the Rabbanan in the pasuk is. We won't explain some more. This deeper comes in according to Rabbanan. We do not have the word damai is necessary to teach you that you are allowed to eat shiratzim, so it's not available. Therefore, according to the Rabbanan, there are only 7 mitzvahs b'nei noyach. There is no prohibition to eat blood from a living creature. Kayoitze ba'dover ato oimer. We have a similar drash, okay? It says in the post, Grach hazak nevulti yechal adam. Okay, ki adam hu nefesh. This is the post that says to Klal Yisrael, do not eat basar adam. So the Gemara makes a drash, we'll read the parentheses. Grach hazak nevulti yechal adam zei ben achai. Do not eat blood. Now, there it says, even achai ki adam hu nefesh, ki ze adam ben achai. Okay, so we hear, let's see, it's based. Look at the Samachin Enoi. Okay, let's just skip the parentheses, okay? Rak hazak levulti achol hadam, ki adam hu hanefesh. So what is this pasuk teaching us? Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi, Dibur HaMasl, right on the side, a little bit up, ki adam hu hanefesh, v'lo sochal hanefesh em habasar. The raya is from the end of the pasuk. Okay, that's what is confusing about this. But the Gemara, the pasuk over here begins. The Gemara is very misleading because the Gemara does this more often than now. The Gemara quotes the pasuk and the ikar raya, the ikar subject that we want to discuss in the end of the pasuk. So the pasuk begins with the prohibition to drink blood, but the pasuk concludes. The pasuk concludes and says, "V'le'soychal hanefesh im habasar." Do not eat the nefesh with the basar. So look at Rashi, Kolaymar, Loisoichal Hadam, Haniska Bersha Mikra, Ba'oid Shan Nefesh. So who says, so this is, Pasuk over here says, Rach Hazak Vulti Achaldam, Ki Adam Hua Nefesh, period. So what is this Pasuk teaching you? This Pasuk is teaching you, this is a Drasha. Okay, let's read the parentheses, we have no choice. Read the parentheses. Rach hazak levulti achol hadam ze eiver min hachai ki adam hu hanefesh ze dom min hachai. Okay, so it says here, according to, it's in parentheses, so something does not make any sense. In this pasuk, we're learning over here.
Don't we see the same thing? Don't we see eiver min hachai from this pasuk?
Yes.
We already learned it from a different pasuk. Right?
No, but that's right. But that was to b'nei Noach. The pasuk that we learned before was the command that Hashem gave Noach when he came out of the teva.
This
pasuk is said to Klal Yisrael, and this pasuk teaches us about the prohibition to drink dam min hachai. So if we see over here halacha that there's a prohibition to eat eiver min hachai, and there's a prohibition to eat dam min hachai.
Okay.
There are two separate prohibitions. Rabbanon, no, that's not what the pasuk is teaching. Rabbanon, ahu l'dam akaza, shanashama yotze bohu da'asa. There's no such prohibition, according to the Rabbanon, tayag mitzvahs, according to the Rabbanon, of drinking dam min hachai. What is dam min hachai? Let's not confuse the two. There's a prohibition to drink blood, right? But the prohibition to drink blood, in atar is only halacha l'maisa, only halacha l'maisa. Dam shan nefesh yoitzaba.
Who was the first dam? That's it, before the Rabbanan.
So it's not telling us, it's not telling us who the, it must be Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. And by the process of elimination, it must be Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, because this braisa says that there's a prohibition to drink dam min achai, which means you have an animal, and you stab the animal, and you pour out of the animal a cup of blood.
Or you shuck it.
No. That's exactly the point. Exactly what I'm trying to make over here. So according to this man diyama, we do not pasken like this halacha. You have an animal, and you shuck the animal. Drinking blood is a chiyuv karis. So when exactly is your chiyuv karis? What's the prohibition of drinking blood? Even so we pasken is dam ha-nefesh. What does it mean, dam ha-nefesh? It means when the blood that accompanies the loss of life, you slaughter the animal, you kill the animal, and the blood that leaves the animal, and with that loss of blood, the animal dies, that blood is osrim in atar of the chiyuv karis. But if you stab a living animal,
you wounded it,
and blood drips out, and you have a cup of blood, and you drink a cup of blood, according to halacha l'maaseh, the rabbanan, you potter. There is no chiyuv karis. It could be there's not even a chiyuv laf. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. There's no chiyuv karis for sure, not.
But
even if the animal has to die because of the loss of blood, there are different ways to die. There are 103 ways to die. The Gemara says Kuf Gimel ways to die. You know that 103 ways to die. But the blood. The only time there's a chiyuv karis of karis is when the animal dies through a loss of blood, and you drink that blood. But if you were to stab the animal and pour out a pint of blood, and you would drink it, according to halacha, the rabbanon, there is no chiyuv. The Tanakam of this braisa disagrees. He's of the opinion, the same way there's a prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai, taking a bite out of a living animal. You go over to an animal, you take a bite out of a living animal, Eiver Min HaChai, or a limb from a chai. There's also a prohibition of drink or viestam from a living animal. The animal did not die. I just drained a pint of blood from the living animal, and I drink it. The same way there's a prohibition to take a bite of basar from a living animal, there's a prohibition to take a pint of blood of a living animal. The Rabbanan disagree. They hold no such thing. You only chai when it's dam hanefesh. So the question now falls in the court of the Rabbanan. What do they do with this pasuk? The previous pasuk that we quoted by Noyach, they had the reason why it said their blood, it said there was not a tishu dam hanachai. It was to teach you lamute, to exclude shiratzim. Because shiratzim, there's no chilik between the basar and the dam. The basar is the dam. But here, we're not dealing with shiratzim. We're dealing with another pasuk. So what's pasuk come to teach you? The answer is teaching you liafuke, to teach you hagufa, that the only type of blood you're chayiv for is blood which accompanies the loss of life. But if it does not accompany the loss, either before or after, the animal is already dead. And now you drain it, you salt it, and you extract the blood, or there's more blood that's coming out of the animal after the animal already died, and you drink that blood, there is no chiyuv misa, there's no chiyuv karis for that blood. That's what the pasuk is teaching according to the Rabbanan. It's not teaching you a halacha that there's a separate prohibition to drink blood that has been taken out of a living animal. Rabbanan, ahu l'dam ha-kaza, referring to blood that spurts. Blood that spurts, shehaneshama, that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. So Mela, we have two different examples. Basically, Rabbi Chaim ben Gamliel, he's mechadesh a whole halacha in two different aspects. He's mechadesh that when it comes to a goy is chayiv for dam min hachai, and a Jew is also chayiv for dam min hachai. We don't accept this halacha lemaisa. It's not halacha lemaisa, and he darshes a pasuk by Noach and a pasuk by the Torah. We do not accept this. We need those pesukim for other drashas to lamutei shiratzim, or to teach you the Jdam Shanefesh Yoitse Ba. Vaita. Now we go, now the Gemara is, now the Gemara is asking a general question. The Gemara is a general question. All the Zayim Mitzvahs, why is it when it comes to all the Zayim Mitzvahs? They're all written by Noach, and they're all written again by Har Sinai. Why is it necessary for there to be repetition? So the Gemara is the Gemara that you cite. Here's the very, you have to know, you say this is very, you say it's like Allah, call mitzvah, shenemer, b'levei noyach, v'nish nos, v'nishnibi, v'nishneis, b'sinai, l'ze, u'l'ze nemra, if it was repeated, that means it was said for b'nei noyach, and it was said for Klal Yisrael. Both have separate prohibitions. L'vnei noyach, v'lo nishneis, b'sinai. What happens if you have an example of a mitzvah that was only given to Ben Noach and was not repeated by Har Sinai? As an example, to one example, the Gemara says, and that is Then Lishol Nemra v'loy levnei noyach, and there's only one hechatims in the whole Torah where a mitzvah was given levnei noyach and was not repeated to Klal Yisrael anywhere in the Torah. V'anu ein lanu el gid hanasha v'aliv Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only example is gid hanasha. Gid hanasha. That's what is he? Why dafka Rabbi Yehuda? Because he says shahayu ben noyachim. He holds that Klal Yisrael were considered to be b'nei noyach before matan Torah. Okay.
That's not what it says.
So it says b'nei Yisrael, but b'nei Yisrael have a din. B'nei means
that's
the children.
Saying,
it
call
means,
you with that thing.
Right. So look at Rashi. So Rashi, that's why Dafka according to look at Rashi. Rashi says look at Rashi. The whole Rashi. Rashi says Ella get nasha. The Amar per get nasha. It says over here, "Demar b'nei Yaakov, what was it? Elagir nashu, demar b'nei Yaakov, b'nei Yaakov nesa gira nashu, shahayu b'nei noyach koydem matan tor." Even though it says the word Yisrael, it refers to the children of Yaakov Avinu, who is also called Yisrael. They are the status of b'nei noyach lifnei matan Torah.
Okay, but
let's go by. Let's go by. Rabbanim pligi v'yamru b'sinai nemar v'loy lohem. It was said by Sinai, v'loy lohem ela shnichta b'mekoymai. Okay, so this is why Dafka, because according to Rabbi, he's saying in muktam u'mucha b'torah. And when it says in the pasuk alkei lo yochel b'nei Yisrael, you're right. It refers that this was said later. Fast forward to Matan Torah, the mitzvah was given by Matan Torah, and it was just put in the chumash and chumash bereishis. So it was never ever taught to b'nei noyach. According to the Rabbanon, when it says in the pasuk Al-Kain, it's like a parenthesis, that this, that the Al-Kain lo yochel b'nei Yisrael is g'dan noshe, it's referring to what later, by Matan Torah, is a mitzvah of g'dan noshe, that was only to Klal Yisrael, and the Torah is taking that mitzvah and putting it here in Chumash Bereishis, in the Mokim of Vayyavik Ish Imoy, to tell you, you'll now understand, when you get the Torah, and when Hashem gave us the mitzvah by Sinai of Gid HaNosha, you'll understand why we have the mitzvah of Gid HaNosha. It's a very unusual, mamish, one of a kind.
But one of a kind.
One of a kind. But according to the Rabbanon, it was never ever taught to B'nai Noach. It was only taught to Klal Yisrael in the future. So that's why the Gemara goes out of its way to say, Davka Liba de Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it was instructed to Yaakov's children. Yaakov's children were told that since their father limps, wrestled with the Malach, therefore they have a mitzvah, they may not eat Gid HaNosha. At this moment in time, the children of Yaakov had the status of B'nei Noyach. That's the case. So how come Goyim today eat the Gid HaNosha? So we have this very powerful rule of the Gemara, that any mitzvah that was only taught to B'nei Noyach and was not repeated by Matan Torah, automatically we become the Baalim. Automatically it is taken away from B'nei Noyach, and was only given, it's attracted to me. All of the shrotzim, they come to me. They all come to me.
That's what we're seeing by your Daf Yomi.
What? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. You are kind, tzaddikim. You're trying to fix me. You're trying to be misak, big tikkun on me.
Okay.
Right. So therefore, elosh nichtav b'mekoymoi. It's nichtav. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have an incredible chiddush. That they were so we have this rule. The rule is if a mitzvah was taught only to B'nai Noach and it was not repeated at Har Sinai, automatically Klal Yisrael repossesses it, and the Goyim are not potter. And we have only one example, because every single one of the Zion mitzvah B'nai Noach was taught twice. Was taught to Noach and was taught to Klal Yisrael. So Mela, if it's taught twice, they have it, we have it. But if you'll find the mitzvah was only taught to B'nai Noach and was not repeated, so it's not theirs. It's taken away from them, given to us, and therefore that's why Tach Gid HaNosha is not in the list of the mitzvahs, not according to any Aman the Amar. The Ein Lanu El Gid HaNosha, and this only makes sense, Valiba the Rabbi, because according to the Rabbani, you don't even have that. According to the Rabbani, you don't even have one Hechatim, so where mitzvah was taught to B'nai Noach and was not repeated by Har Sinai. Now, the Gemara is now for the next staff, is going to elaborate upon this principle and go mafalpal in this principle. Omar. We mentioned in passing, Kol mitzvah shenemro levnei noyach v'nishneis besina lezel zanemus is said to both. Adrabba pumfakert. The logic is midenishneis besinai lishol nemro levnei noyach, since it was toward Sinai, that means the Torah is taking it away from the Goyim. The fact that it was repeated by Har Sinai, that would seem to indicate the Torah is now taking it away from them and giving it only to Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, mitane. The answer is mid itni avodah zara. The answer is, look at avodah zara. Let's take an example. Avodah zara. Avodah zara, was it repeated by Har Sinai? Yes. Was it taught to Bnei Noach? Yes. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim. Vayitzav, that was the first show. The Gemara dash vayitzav avodah zara. We learned. So therefore, the goyim Bnei Noach were given avodah zara. Klal Yisrael lo yiyel lecha Elohim achirim. It's one of the Aser Sadibros. Now, do we find in the Torah, after Matan Torah, do we find Hashem saying that the Goyim are going to be punished for Avodah Zarah? Of course. The Ashkechon, the Anash, Oyvdei Kecham Yilovei. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to drive out the Goyim from the world because they do Avodah Zarah. So what do you see? The Torah explicitly says that just because I gave Avodah Zarah by Matan Torah, I'm not taking it away from the Goyim. So the Torah, you're right. Logically, you have a very good argument. But look at the facts. Don't confuse me with the logic when the facts speak otherwise.
So, and why not just give it to the Goyim, and then the Jews will also be mechuyev, and we have to give it again to the Jews for.
So we learned that. We learned that also yesterday, and is because there are different dinim. There's going to be a different type of misa, skila, not for Avodah Zarah. And you need dayanim. You need dayanim. There are different. So therefore, the reason why the Torah changed by Rashi is to give us new dim halachas.
Shema mina. Could not have answered that over here as well by the question of Adarava. Could not have answered that.
Well, when the Gemara in the Hamin is saying is maybe it totally took it away. It was given to the guy. It was given to my heart. So the Gemara doesn't want the Gemara. That's the secondary. That concept is only a concept after you know the basic facts. The most basic svara is to say that if Hashem repeated it by Har Sinai, Hashem took it away from the guy and only gave it to us. That's the most first thing you have to ask. The Gemara says, look at the Gila, look at the Torah. The Torah says the guy is going to be killed. Purchazi. So now that we know that the goyim are still chayiv, so now why taka do need to be repeated? So now we have this. Now we come to this part two is because different mitzvah. Shema mina, lezel zanema, livnei noyach. Okay, now the goyim goes lezel zanema. Next, now we go to the part B of the klal. What's part B? Livnei noyach, v'lo nishnei spistina lishol dem v'lo livnei noyach. It gid hanasha. It was only given to bnei noyach. And it was not repeated by Har Sinai. So what does the Gemara say? What does the Klal? Automatically, we possess it, and the Goyim are exempt. Why? Adarava, the logic is pumpakert. Midloin nishnei, spesinai, lebe noyach nem v'loli shol. Since it was not repeated, so maybe the halach of Gid Anosha was only said to Goyim. Only a Goy may not eat Gid Anosha, but Jews may eat the Gid Anosha. Only we have the ability to be malad in itzaitzais of Kedusha. Klipas that are found in the Gid Anosha. Maybe you can say it's a good svara, a chassidish svara. The Gemara says, no, that svara, that only a Jew has the ability to sanctify something that is mundane, is ridiculous. Leka midoam delishol shari ulevichav asa. There is no such thing. The word midoam means anything. There is no such thing in the world where it's permitted for a Jew and it is usher for a guy. If the Torah says that it is usher for a guy, it has to be usher. It cannot be the such thing that's going to be usher for a guy and permitted for a Jew. It cannot be such a concept. The Jews are more holy than goyim. If the goyim are allowed to do it, so we certainly cannot do it. So therefore, so why then did the Torah only say it once and not say it twice? Pum fakert. That only for Jews is gid hanosha usher, but for goyim, the gid hanosha is mutar. V'lo. Really? You're telling me that a guy, you have a haichatim, so where something is, yeah, you have a haichatim, but how you fast toyar? You fast toyar is mutter for a Jew. You go to war, and you find the fast toyar, a Jew can have her. If a guy goes to war and he finds the fast toyar, he can't have her. It's also, it's geza. It's geza.
Misa.
What? Misa. It's chai misa. He's stealing. He's stealing someone else's wife. So you see haichatim, so the guy, it's also in Jews. So you have hakasha. Hasam shum delab nekiba shninu. No, the reason is because unbelievable. It's not because it's really fast tire is mutter. It's because it's still gezel. They're not bnei kibush. A goy has no right. Unbelievable gemara to take away property to conquer land. So it's always the wife, the woman is always in the reshus of her husband. Because when a goyim go to war, it's an amazing. What the gemara is saying over here is that in the whole United States they conquered from the Indians. The gemara we are saying is it's really the Indians. Jews, goyim have no koyach of kibush. They don't have a right of kibush. So the male, it's the woman is always still in the possession of her husband. But when Jews conquer, Jews have a koyach of kibush. We have to understand why. The Mela, it's no longer, she's no longer married. She's no longer married. But she's a goy. I mean, you can't marry a guy. A Jew can't marry into marriage. Can't marry a guy. Oh, so the Torah is matir. But there's no issue of gezel. It's not. It's an entirely different concept. It's a very deep concept. Look over here, Rashi. Rashi here says, "La b'nei kibush nenu loy nidna eretz lekibush ki'im li Yisrael." It's unbelievable. Rashi says. So you want to go to only Eretz Yisrael? So you want to say this? I'm not so sure. Let's see. So you want to say it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but a chutz Yisrael and a goy can conquer? Maybe you're right. Maybe Taki, you're right. Mechamis Rishos.
Technically speaking, you have something over here also. It's Shol Shari Kibush.
No, so saying it's not the same. We don't have anything. That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer over here is you're comparing Abba. We thought over here that Yifas Toyar, we thought now that Yifas Toyar is mutter for a Jew and it's also for a guy. The Gemara is saying, no, it's two different worlds. There's really no such thing as a Yifas Toyar by a guy. Why? Because in order for you first to enter into the realm of Yifas Toyar, you has to be Kibush. You have to conquer. I conquer the land. And now when you conquer the land, everything is now Hefka. Now it's a guy. Can I take the guy? A guy never even gets to that matzah. Because a guy, there's never kibush. The male of the wife is always still remain married to the woman. The male, it's going to be gezel. Let's find like Myra. The house of Mishum blood b'nei kibush nenu. Oh, frankly, more another kasha. Pachas shaputo, another kasha. You have an example where a guy is not allowed to kill. I take less than a pachas shaputo. And if a Jew steals less than shaputo, he's potter. So it's mutter, the more saying. Chasam Mishum blood b'nei mechilino. No, it's not because it's taka osir. There's another dimension that changes the whole picture, and that is a goy b'emes, it would be also for a Jew. It's all the same. It's just that since goyim they're not b'nei mechila ninu, they're not mechila even a mashu memela, so it's gezel. But Jews are mechila, so memela. That's why it's not a problem. It's not really. It's all the same. If you're not mechila, gezel is also across the board.
Yeah, but a girl will get killed for it.
What?
Right?
A guy gets killed, but that's the punishment.
If you're not mechila, will never get killed.
That's a separate issue. That's the punishment. Let's talk about the prohibition. The prohibition is to steal. So the truth is, there is absolutely no difference between a Jew and a guy. It's 100% exactly the same. You're not allowed to steal. There's a technical thing that a guy is not meichel even a mashu. A male, so a guy is the stealing is called even a mashu. A Jew is meichel a mashu. Male, it does not fall in the category of stealing. That is not in the category of finding an example where it's mutter for a Jew and it's also for a guy. You have to show me a concept. You have to show me an entirely new mitzvah, an entirely new prohibition where it's permitted for a Jew and it's also for a guy. Pachlas v'sharput is not a whole new concept. It's just a technical detail of a well-known concept of gezel, which is also across the board. There are technicalities of what calls mechil. That's the Gemara's answer on a very simple level. But obviously, there's a very deep Gemara here. It's a very good topic of discussion. Stugis from Nafiyam Mishra Shabbos, Vaitim the Gemara. Kol mitzvah shenemra levnei noyach v'nishneis v'sinai l'ze u'l'ze nesh. Anyone say we said levnei noyach? And it was repeated in Har Sinai. So that's the Gemara that we rule of the halacha. L'ze u'l'ze nemra. It applies to everyone. Back to the Harim Mila. Shemem Rav Levei Noach. The Sefer says, "V'ata es v'ti tishma v'nishnes b'sinai uva'yoyim hashmi yimol." And there, the halacha is Yisrael Nemer Rav Levei Noach. We have halacha that b'smila only applies to Jews; does not apply to non-Jews. But yet, b'smila was said twice. And according to your rule, whenever it was said twice, it applies.
Who
to
was it said by?
Abraham. Abraham was the Ben Noach. Abraham was said Ben Noach. Hashem gives him Abraham's name was said twice, and yet the halachas applies to not to the
people. We're confused about that. Ben Noach is bringing up a good point. The Ben Noach is really, why wouldn't it start with the Adam? I mean, why would it only start with Avraham Avinu?
The mitzvah bris mila. Mitzvah bris mila.
Start by Avraham Avinu, but
right?
If mitzvah ben Noach, it should be taken from Noach. Why are we saying this is a misnomer? But we're saying that Kamos Shenem Levnei Noach.
You ask the question: why not Hashem give Noach also the mitzvah bris mila?
Right, exactly. It's not.
If you're going right, it's a title. If you tell me that it should be number 8, it's not bris mila. Right. So how come it started later in history? Right. Okay, that's a good, very good question. I don't know the answer, but it's a question. It doesn't slug up the Kagamash. should have started later in history, but Nechanaim, but the bottom line of the year is that since it was, let's look at the rule. The rule of Jew repeated twice. It's repeated twice, Goyim b'zman hazeh should do b'smila. It's from Mechuyiv. And yet Allah is no such thing. It's only for Jews.
Was Avram really? Was Avram kept all Tariq mitzvahs though?
No, but not only al Kabbalah. He understood.
He understood obligation.
We're only focusing now on obligation. We're not focusing over here on Kabbalistic and Yom. They understood. They learned Torah. They Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. We're dealing over here with obligations. There are seven obligations. Zehu. The Goy does not have a mitzvah of Mila. Why not? You told me a rule. The rule is if it's said twice, it's for Goyim and for Jews. And it was said, Mila was said twice. Avraham had the status of a Ben Noach. So the Gemara says, what's going on? The Gemara gives an answer. Who the Mishra Shabbos, who the Yasa, that no, it only was taught once. Unbelievable Gemara. In other words, it was only taught, the Gemara is saying, incredible Chiddush. Is that Bris Mila was only taught once. It was only taught to Bnei Noach. And the male is only taught to Bnei Noach. What is the rule? We repossess it. It's a very important Gemara. Bris Mila was only taught once to Bnei Noach. There's another exception. Gid Anosh is not the only exception. We have now another exception. Bris Mila was only taught once. Oh, but it says in the Torah and Parashas Tazri of Yom HaShmini Yimol, do Bris Mila. That's reminding you that when it comes to Bris Mila, you do it even on Shabbos. Do the Bris Mila, Mila's Doicha Shabbos, but it's only coming to expand upon the Bris Mila that was taught to Bnei Noach. And what's the rule? It was only taught to Bnei Noach. We repossess it. It has to be taught entirely
twice. It has to be twice.
Not just a halacha. If you teach me just a halacha, it doesn't count. If you're a mashman email just teaching you one halacha, that doesn't count. In order for it to be repeated twice, it has to repeat the prohibition, the halacha, in its entirety. It doesn't say in its entirety, oh, baby is born, you have to do a bris mila. It just says derech agav. It tells you that it's Doicha Shabbos. But primarily the Gemara is saying it was only taught once, and now we apply the principle that it was only taught once, and we repossess it. Jews are not Goyim. That's Alhu L'Mishra Shabbos. It's not that pasuk is teaching you by Yoyim Vafilu B'Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara is going to come back in a moment. V'arei Priya Urviya, the mitzvah to have children. So that halacha Shem Elu B'Noyach V'Tachsivit says V'atem Priya Urvu. Okay, that's the mitzvah B'Noyach Goyim. After Matan Torah, Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, go back to your tents. And this is a refined way of saying you should be Oisek in Priya Urviya, you shall multiply. That was the very first mitzvah after Torah. After Torah, teaching that the tafkid of Torah is Harbotzas HaTorah, Ribuy HaTorah. There's Riba Torah in having children, there's Riba Torah in having physical children to teach them Torah. So therefore, it's repeated twice. And we have a halacha, Mimela, Lishol Nemavlev Noach. It's nowhere does it say anywhere in any of the lists of the Zion mitzvahs, there's an eighth mitzvah pre-Urviya. Is a goy mechuyev to have children? Did you ever see that in the list of the Zion mitzvahs? No. Why not? It was repeated twice. It was repeated twice to be mechuyev. Gemara says no. It was only taught once. It was Priya Urviya was only taught to Bnei Noach, and we apply the principle that it was only taught once when it came to Matan Torah. We possessed it, we took it over. But the Taka says it twice. It's not teaching you the halacha as a standalone halacha. It's teaching you a detail. It's teaching you another halacha. It's teaching a principle that the Bezdin tells you something is osur. It's not mutter until the Bezdin convenes and permits the matter once again. In other words, what did Hashem, what did Moshe tell Klal Yisrael? That don't go near your wives for 3 days. What's the pasuk? Pasuk says, stay away from the women. Says, what was the pasuk?
That's very shver.
What does the pasuk say?
It was set for a specific time. It was known.
What he's talking about over here saying is the Torah said that pre-shah, for 3 days before Matan Torah, Moshe told Klal Yisrael, you have to distance yourself from your wife so you should be in a state of tahara of the Matan Torah. So even though it expired, the 3 days, we have a rule, it doesn't matter. Just because the prohibition expires, you're not allowed to be matter until a new bezin convenes and says, mutalach.
So Moshe... That is if the reason...
It does. Look at Rashi. Loi nishnes v'sinai el mnei shashal lachem tashm shloish yom l'kodim man Torah. Well, the acha shloish yom chutrach lahat lachem v'avagav dimimela mishtema hetera. Mimela, we can derive the heter. Doha shloish yom hudu asu v'hari avroi. Ash mi'inon kra. L'chol davar ha-nesa b'minyin v'bezdin, af al pisha kavoy zman l'davar, they said, zman, sorach limonois pam acheres lahatiroi kishavar hazman. Okay, obviously, you think about other halachas, all the concepts, about this concept, the time goes away, whatever it is, but over here on a very simple level, Rashi over here is telling us that even since it was prohibited, even though there was a time limit, it doesn't make a difference, you still need the bezn acher lahatiroi. Maybe what it means over here is that if you don't have if you don't have a time limit, then another bezn can be matter. But over here is that when the time limit, then you can be matter, but you still need the bezn to step in and make the heter to matter. So therefore comes out now, so therefore comes out over here, is that therefore it turns out an incredible chiddush, the mitzvah of Pri Urviya was only taught once, was not taught a second time. When it was taught a second time, it was only taught to teach a detail of Kol Davar Sheminyan, and in Eila we apply the principle, anything that was only taught to Bnei Noach, and then the Torah was given, so we take it for ourselves. So it comes out at this point in time, how many halakhas are there? There are three so far. There is Gidon Asher, there is Bris Milah, and there is Pri Urviya. In fact, the Gemara, you want to say that, call chada v'chada nami name of Mishra Milsa itnai. So go to Avodah Zorah, go to Gilei Arayos, go to Shri Chastanim, go to Evin Achai, go to Dinim. So you'll say the Zol Bazach. You'll say the same rules. Was it really taught twice? You'll find that when it was taught a second time after Matan Torah, it was teaching you a Naya Din. A naya knech in the halacha. So the mela, it's really only once. What are you telling me? The bottom line is, it says it twice. You want to say it didn't say it twice because of new knech? You can say the same lamas in all the zayim is linoyach. The Gemara says no. You're right. In the punishment phase, itaka, there's a naya knech, but those have ashora. The other ones, all of the other zayin, all of the zayin mitzvahs linoyach. I agree to you. The punishment always will include a new knech, but there will be no need for there to be a warning, an ashora, a warning. And that is repeated, as a matter of fact, after Matan Torah. And the fact that there is an ashora, that's what we mean when it says it was said twice. It was taught to Noach, and there was a warning. The warning is not teaching you any knech. The only knechs, that are real word of knech, the only knechs are in the punishment phase. Not in the warning phase. Hachi, if that's what we need to take it away. Therefore, hachi kama as chora, the warning of the Zion mitzvahs, midar umisna ba lumbly. Why did the Torah go to the effort of repeating? And there's no knech in the warning. It must be that it's both. Not take it away from him. It's both. Both, since it says it by Bnei Noach, and there's a warning for Klal Yisrael, the Mela, both. But when it comes to Bris Milah, there's no warning. It's just a halacha. It's not a mitzvah. When it comes to Pri Urviya, there's no warning. It's just a halacha. And the halacha includes a knech that does not count as a repetition. The Mela is only taught once. So what is the law? We take it for ourselves and we leave the goyim high and dry. Fighter. The Ein Lanu Ella Gidif. Now the Gemara goes back. The Gemara repeats. Now the Gemara is going according to the statement. The Ein Lanu Ella Gidif Shavuot. The leader Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Yaakov Avinu and his children were Bnei Noach, and this is not a parenthetical statement. How do you say the word? Whatever it is, it's not just something the Torah threw in. Later, when you can have the Torah and the Torah is going to give you the mitzvah Gidan Nasha, now you understand why there's a Gidan. No, go like the Rabbi Yehuda. No, it was given. Hashem told Yaakov and his children, don't eat the Gidan Nasha right here now. And you, Yaakov, you are Bnei Noach. And only was told once. Merely we repossess it. Frankly, well, really, hani nami lo itnu. What either we just learned above? There were two more mitzvahs. There is Priya Urviya, and there is Bris Milah. So how can you say ein lanu ela gid hanoshe over another two? And for the Gemara, no. What we meant was gid hanoshe. There is no zecher ki huzeh. It says gid hanoshe once. You're not going to find it anywhere in the whole Torah except where it says it. But Bris Milah, Taka says it. It's not Nogei Halacha L'Maisa because it says it, so we have a Knech. It's a Knech, so the mail doesn't count, but it says it. So when the Gemara said Ein Lanu Gidon Hashem means this is an observation.
You don't have to come on to a Knech.
Right, you don't have to come on to this Lamnish answer because it does say Kizah Hani, the other one's Itnu L'Shemilsa. Bris Milah, and Gesundheit. Bris Mila and what else? And Gipuruvu was taught Lashonosa. Epis, to teach you something. Balma, ha. But this Lo Itne Klal was not taught the Kiuze, the Gernosha was taught zero. Ibai is another answer. Mila, the Karl Avram Hudukam Haz. Now here comes another answer. A new London is very good for Rosh Hashanah. That when Hashem gave Avram Avinu Mitzvah Bris Mila, Hashem was already talking to Brit, was giving it Mount of Klal Yisrael. Hashem was Megale. You really answer your kasha. It was Taka Zayim Mitzvah. So go back. You really do part. Go back to Ma'aseh Bereishis. Go back to Adam to Noach. Why did Bris Mila first come into history in the year
Akram.
In the year 1948? Why did it come with the state of Israel? Shulia. Teretz is because Hashem was Taka only giving it to Klal Yisrael, and he was telling Avram, you Avram, you're gonna have a nation. You're not a Ben Noach. I'm telling you what's going to be when you're Ben Noach, but I'm telling you the mitzvah only applies to your seed. You Avraham Avinu, es brisi tishmar ata you vizaracha acharecha ledorosam, ata you vizaracha your seed in inish achrina lo the goymar out from the very very meal. It's not repeated. Period. El miata bnei Shmuel lechayvay. So if that's the case, the Arab should be chayvim brismil. They talk about they do brismil bezvan hazeh. So the Gemara says no ki bi yitzchak you call the chazara only yitzchak is zera not Yishmael. Ah, bnei Esav is also the zera of yitzchak ki Esav. No vi yitzchak v'loy call yitzchak. So the Gemara halachah lemaisa is telling us the brismil is on mitzvah. The halachah lemaisa brismil is only chid mitzvah on who? Only on Jews, not on Arabs, not on goyim. What about the Shlach HaKadosh? The Shlach HaKadosh says the reason why the Arabs b'zman hazeh have an achiza in Eretz Yisrael is because they have the schus of Bris Mila. So it's mashma the Shlach HaKadosh is that in Echnami Yishma'elim have an inyan of Bris Mila. This is also in Yisef Yecheskel. Mecham Yisrael Gemag is a melcham between the Arelim and the Mulim. Those are the Bris Mila, the Crusades. The Arelim is the Yishma'elim verse, Arelim the Yishma'elim verse the Esav is not. So Yitaka seen in Tanakh, they do have Bris Mila. Then I'm a Choyif. Einim Sav Yosef. If they do it, Epis, they get something out of it. B'nei Esav, no. B'nei Esav, they don't get anything out of it. They're not Shaykh altogether. They do this waste their time. But B'nei Yishmol, Epis, they're not a Choyif. But Epis, they have something, L'choyif, that's Pshat, and that's Pshat. But the more we say, they're not a Choyif. Mask, if Lord Yishya, Elamiyata b'nei ketur lo ilachayvay. B'nei ketur should not be chayv because Hashem to Avraham Avinu ki b'yitzchok yikor l'chosa yisav. Therefore, b'nei ketur. And so therefore, does that really mean that the children of ketur, when the second wife Avraham Avinu, he did not do bris mila? B'nei ketur means only he had six children from ketur Avraham Avinu, six. So there's no doubt about it. His grandchildren are not chayv in bris mila. There's no doubt about it. The grandchildren of Avraham Avinu through the six children are not chayv. But the Gemara has an assumption. We have an assumption that Avraham had a chiyuv d'oraisa to mal the children of Keturah. He had an obligation d'oraisa. Why? What nafka means is because when they would then have children, even though the grandchildren and all the great grandchildren atzei kodaris don't have bris mila, at least they came from a father that had bris mila. That alone, Epis takes away from the klipas, from the tumah. But we have this assumption that the Bnei Keturah are chayv and bris mila. The chayv and bris mila, but according to the drasha, you only ki bi yitzchak, you kor l'chozah, yitzav l'chol yitzav, therefore it's a steer to our assumption that the Bnei Keturah are also chayv and bris mila. Ha'am Rav Yosef b'chanina, ha'am Rav Yosef bar Oven, v'yitem Rav Yosef b'chanina, in a chanami of a special gzeres hakasav. It says, Avraham Avinu, if you don't do it, you're in trouble. Es brisi hefar. You have nullified my bris. These words in the pasuk of the Tziv Zavrem were extra, and the darshins l'rabois b'nei ketur. And Echadam is an exception. You write the drash ki v'yitzchak, was a reboot that these six children also have a chiyuv b'nei ketur.
Why only these six children?
They were the seed of all of Avraham's children have to have bris mila.
Not the grandchildren.
Not the grandchildren. All of the children of Avraham Avinu have to have bris mila. I have eight children of Avraham Avinu. Six b'nei Keturah, Yishmael, and we come from Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the only one whose great grandchildren, all Doros, have bris mila. everyone else, it stops right there. Yishmol is a chiyuv. Hashem said, you must be mal Yishmol. You must be mal your other 6 sons. It stops there. There's an advantage to that as well, because since they did have bris milah, the mela, when they fathered their own children, there was a, it took away from the tumah that came into the veil, because they came from a father that had bris milah. They're not klal Yishmol, but at least their tumah is diminished. Right? Can you imagine what they would be like today if they did not have bris milah? The world would have been destroyed long ago. Vayit Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Adam Rishon Lo Yehuda Lo Basa Nuna Go To Nai Sugya. This is Lula Garata. Adam Rishon Lo Yehuda Lo Basa Basa Lachila. Adam was not allowed to eat meat. No meat. Okay? He was a vegetarian. A vegetarian. I wonder, he was probably very healthy. That's why he lived. So he lived for 970 years, because he was very no meat. The Chassidim in the Pasuk, Lochem Yelo, the Mordechai Drush Lochem, to you Yelo Lochol Chayas Asadeh, the grass is food for you and all of the animals. We make a drasha, the word Lochem is extra. Veloi Chayas Aretz Lochem. You like the animals. You like the animals. You and the animals, you can eat the grass. But don't get any ideas now. Don't eat the animals. Lochem the grass, but the animals are not Lochem. Put the word Lochem on the grass, not on the animals. Och Shabo Bene Noyachit Lochem. Noach was the first one to taste meat. Shnemz in the pasuk, Kayedek Ha'esav, as an explicit pasuk, Esav Nasad Lachem Eskoil. I give you all the meat. Yachol Lo Yehei Ev Menachai Noyeg Boy. I would think that also the Noach is allowed to eat. The Noach is allowed to eat living animals. Living animals. No, we discussed that before. Tamlema Ach Basar Binafsho Damol Lo Sechelu. You can eat meat, but you first have to slaughter or kill the animal. Yachol Afles Shuatzin. Now meat. What about a sheretz? A sheretz oichid a shtik basar. A sheretz, a rabbit. A rabbit is oichid. A sheretz is a rabbit, whatever they are. I don't know what the drasha are. Talmudim are ach. Ach is muta. What's the drasha? My Talmudah. Amar Avhuna. Damoy. It says, ach damoy binafshoy. The word damoy means, damoy mishe damoy choluk mibisara. Yatsu shiratzim she'in dam choluk mibisara. This is a mitzias. I don't know what this means. We don't even know what the shratzim are. We don't know what the shratzim are. You can't even know what this means. Basically, the halach is that the flesh of a sheretz is not like the flesh of an animal. It's jelly. It's jello. The melo, it's all the zelbazach. The basar and the dam is all one. The same melo that's not called. It has to be separate, distinct. Melo, a noyach was allowed to eat shiratzim without shchita. You can eat a live sheretz because there's no prohibition in eating shiratzim. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Al shadam kor nefesh al basar yot shiratzim she'ein dam kor dam shusaru litzol al dam lo husar al dam shiratzim mishum dam elim shum shiratzim kibasa." V'achem im reiz beridam kor dam shiratzim machadu lo mishum sheretz dam shkei. So noyach bnei noyach are allowed to eat living shiratzim. Okay, that's pretty much what it means. That's not called Aver Min HaChai. In fact, the Gemara, Meisvei, it says, Kasha, Urdu Bidgasayim, Hashem said to Adam, you shall have dominion over the fish. What now? The Gemara says now that fish is called, only the Gemara, fish is Basar. It's Nogei Alocha L'Maisa. It's a mitzvah to eat Basar on Shabbos. If you eat fish, are you to the mitzvah? Yeah. Ha'aychal dog b'dog, nitzel medina shel dog. You know what that means? If you eat dog on dog, you nitzel from dina, you nitzel me dog. Dog is fish. B'yom dog, gibel b'al of 7. Eat fish on Shabbos. You nitzel from the dog, dina gehenim. You say from gehenim. Ha'aychal dog b'dog, nitzel me dog. Not me, right? For me, there's no hope. Chutz me'acher. Vaita. Uduvid gasayam. You see, we have something going on over here from way back. Uduvid gasayam. Eat a yif from the fish. So if a fish is called fish is called basar, and Hashem said to Adam, you have dominion over the fish. What does it mean dominion? Eat the fish. So you see that Hashem is being mater basar for Adam and Rishon, and once he's allowed to eat fish, he can eat flesh of an animal. The zelbazach, because dog is also called flesh. My love, lechilim is low. And Hashem said, no, you have dominion, means they can be your servants, they can work. You can put the fish to work for you. How in the world do fish work for you? The malacha. The dog named malacha, you know? And yeah, kidra chavya, dabra chavya, and a shalom halacha l'maisa, hinig b'iza v'shivuta mai. If you take a plow, and you tie the plow to a fish, and an animal, a goat, and they together pull the plow, are you chayav for kelayim? Is kelayim only two living animals, or can you also have a fish? So what do you think with the shayla of kelayim?
What kind of fish is
pulling? So the shiwa, the Gemara is saying, the mitzias is, you go and you tie the fish, well, you go catch a fish, and then you put a hook in the fish, and the fish can pull the person into the water. If you don't go fishing, you have to, a big fish, the fish is much stronger than the person, can pull you into the water, you know what you're doing. So a fish is very powerful, so you go and you tie the end of the rope of your fishing rod to a plow, and you tie also it to an animal, and together they pull something. Is a chayfa kalayim of having two different types of animals. It's a shayla. So what do we learn from this? That there's a hechatimsa where you can put a fish to work. Don't tell this to the government. You can put a fish to work, and so you have the hechatimsa. Hashem was never matir Adam to eat bosa, to eat the fish. He can't eat the fish. Unbelievable. My mother was telling me that Adam Harishon was not allowed to eat fish. Not only was he a vegetarian, what's it called? There's not a
fisherian.
What's it called?
Fisherian.
Fisherian?
No,
not only is a halal term in English, you have to go look it up. You'll WhatsApp me later on what that is. A person that does not eat meat and does not eat fish. How could you eat fish? You're eating a living creature. So that's all the reason was not allowed to eat fish. When it says that we do, it means that you put him to work. Next one, Toshma. You can have domain over the birds. So my love, lachilu, and Hashem is allowing to eat the meat of the either bird, eat the basar. Lo, the zelv of the malach and malach. Ah, the oivah say malach. Inu, in yes, kudavai rabbi. I put in the dosh. But wasn't if you go and you thresh, he has a shayla. If you thresh with an animal, you have to let the animal eat. You're not let him muzzle the animal. The drash is only when the animal has feet and hands, like a shar. A shar, or the chamar, the front two are called the hands, and the back two are called the feet. But let's say you have a bird. Bird only has feet, does not have hands. Or, dosh ba'avazim with geese, v'tanagoylim, that all the Rabbi Yosef who holds, you have to have hands and feet. These creatures do not have hands. So yechayev for muzzling the bird when it's working for you. So you see over here, so where indeed you can put a bird to work for you. The pasuk is not telling you that you're allowed to eat. So they have a comfort level of that Adam was not allowed to eat fish. He was not allowed to eat birds, and he was not allowed to eat meat. The only thing he was able to eat is fruits and vegetables. Right, Toshma. It says, "V'chol chayoch horames esalarts." Hashem said, "Let me eat the chayos." You can eat all the chayos, all the wild animals. So lechayim, he was able to eat deer, or what's called venison. What
chayos you talking about?
Chayos. What?
Venison.
So the Gemara says, "No, ahu latsui nachash hudiyos." That positive that Hashem says the nachash, the snakes, are going to be your servants. And this is a very famous one before the time of the chait of Adam, chait Adas, Eitz Adas, the Tanya of Yishumim and Anas, Oimer Chavol, Oi, Achmar al-Sana, woe, al Shamosh Godel Shavad min Oilam, a great Shamosh was lost in the world, Shalomoli, lo niskalil Shnochash, if not for the curse of Nochash, kol echad v'yachad m'yisholo hoyu, mizdan lo shnei nechashim, tavim tu nechashim, echad m'shagal l'tzafim, yachad m'shagal l'dorayim, one would he send to the north, one to the south, lo havi loy san dal boinim, toivim, v'andam toivos, magolos, he would bring for the person, avonim toivos, beautiful precious stones. The snakes were good explorers. They would go to the North Pole, they would go to Argentina, they would come, they would bring you back precious merchandise. But we lost this servant. The Nachash was lost from us because of the curse. Hashem cut off his legs.
What? So does that have to do with what? With eating chayes?
No, so therefore that's the Gemara's kasha. Hashem says to Noach, Adam, I'm giving you dominion over the chayos, which seems to indicate that I'm allowing you to eat all of the chayos. The Gemara says, no, eating is off limits. Adam is not allowed to eat meat, period. When it says, I'm giving you domin, I'm giving you servants. And the chayah, the pasuk here is discussing, I'm giving you the greatest servant, I'm giving you the nachash. The nachash is a chayah, it's a wild animal, and it's going to be under the authority of Adam, and Adam's going to send him whatever Adam tells the nachash to do, the nachash has to do. It's a shamash. On Hanukkah, there's a minhag to have two shamashim. You ever hear this minhag by Chassidim? They have two shamashim. Meram is the two nachashim that we lost. The Or HaGanos. Our HaGanos, the two shamashim over here. Vaita. V'loi oid.
And these are messes, which means a little translation.
Creeps. The
nachash at that point was not red messes.
It was walking with feet at that point. No, it says I'll call a chayah, so it doesn't say I'll call a remesses, which creeps. Okay, I don't know. Here you say it's a drasha. Ein meshivin al agdiri agada. V'loyoid, ela shemashpilin another halacha. I don't know what this means exactly. Shemashpilin mitzu otacha zinava yomotzi ba afar l'ginas ul'chubasai. I don't know what this means. The nachash is a compartment. Has a compartment under its tail in which it stores earth. Always has something up its sleeve. and opens up this compartment on his tail, and it takes out some dust and earth, and you sprinkle this dust over your land, over your property, and somehow everything is very good. Whatever it does, I don't know what it does. Mase. Haya, they're roasting meat. Meat? Did you not tell me that meat is forbidden? Adam Arishan was a vegetarian.
Yeah,
he was not allowed to eat meat. He said he can't eat the chaya meat, he can't eat birds, he can't eat animals, he can't eat fish. So where do you get meat from? They dilute wine. Hates it by Nachash, he gave a look, but he was jealous. So what do we take from this memra? That Adam HaRishon ate meat. Kasha on this Tana that says that Adam may not...
Where's this brought down from?
What?
Where's this brought down?
This is a tradition. This is a Gemara Mesa. This is a Brisa. Aleph, what does it say? I don't know. Mesa, there's a side. The Mekiv Eger has a har on this. And it's Aleph. Avos Rabbeinu Nosson. Perak Aleph, Isar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beiseir. Okay, Avos Rabbeinu Nosson. Avos, the art scroll, just... put out an English edition of Avos D'Rabbeinu Nosson. So basically, it's an elaborate version of Masechta Avos. It's a different version. It's an alternate version of Masechta Avos that we learned during the summertime.
It's Avos D'Rabbeinu Nosson.
Right. It's a special Braisa, and they now have a beautiful art scroll edition of Avos D'Rabbeinu Nosson. So there you can find the Hassan. It says Hassan there. It's an Akasha B'Basar Chayyar Min HaShemayim. That's a different type of basa. When Hashem told Adam Rishon, you're not a basa, you're not a fish. Verizon. Verizon is not it?
Venison.
Venison. Venison. Venison, and a fish, you're not have meat. It means of human product. Organic. Grows from the ground. But, Shemayim? Oh, that type of basa is mutter. Frekta Gemara, really? Omika basa, Yoyim and Hashemayim, this mon, this lechem, that's Yoyim and Hashemayim. But is the basa that's Yoyim and Hashemayim? Anything more in Yaski Yehud Rabbi Yishim ben Chalafta Chav calls the brothers going on the road. Paguba Hanach Arya Vasa lion and Arya Yedim and the Havokon Nohamila Ape roared. Arya Misha Arya Shod Mimilo Yira Omar Hai. So he said the pasuk Hakefidim Shoyagim Latoref. The kfirim, the lions, they're roaring for prey for food. So what happened? The Menashma miracle happened. Mechitzulu Tarte At Masa two. Pieces of meat came out of heaven. And what did he do?
Two sides of the animal.
Chada, one piece of meat. Achlua, he ate. He gave it to the lion to eat, so he left him alone. And the chada, shavkua, he took for himself. So he wanted to eat it himself. I soya, the asa lebe midrasha, boy Allah, is a mukosha. Where is the hersha? Can we trust the Rebbe Yerushalayim? Does he give a good hechsher? It came from Hashem. I mean, Hashemayim. So boy, like David Tamei, who's the David Tar? I'm like, ain't David Tamei, Yoyim and Hashemayim, it's Tar. If it came from its mother, okay, we're going to have to stop here. Shabbos, 5 o'clock. We're daf behind. What can I do? Best I can do. I'm going to skip. Sunday, we're skipping to wherever.
Is there a 6 o'clock weekend? How are you doing? 6 o'clock weekend? There is a 6 o'clock weekend? No, right?
On 6
o'clock. Yeah.
5 o'clock.
So I have one? Yes.
5 o'clock.
The last week?
On Sunday we're skipping to the dock. Where are we?
Homework. Who's away?
Well, we're coming here Monday night. Monday night's where a shaft is back.
Okay. Good excuse. Thank you.